It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some good and bad news in the latest home sales report from RealComp. The number of homes sold in November dropping by 10%, but median home sale prices continuing to rise. Joining us live to talk more, Carol Griffith of Griffith Realty in Brighton. Thanks so much for being with us on the live line.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So the drop in sales here in Michigan, but 10% is a lot different than nationwide, where sales were up a little from October. So what's going on here?
Well, I think some of it is seasonal. At this time of year, we do expect, when we look at our recorded sales for November, that's a reflection of the activity that actually happened about 30 to 35 days prior to that. It's not doom and gloom, typically this time of year. We do see just a little bit of a slowdown in our number of closings just because it's seasonal. I do feel that it's nothing to be too alarmed about. It's also is tied to inventory, and we're seeing more inventory in the marketplace. So I think that that's a good sign.
Well, it's not all doom and gloom. So let's then talk about the good part of the report, which is median home prices now, $274,000. Is this keeping young buyers out of the market, though?
Well, it is tied to inventory. And yes, as we see these prices go up, the hardest hit are those buyers that are at entry level or a fixed income. Those are the hardest hit. If we see some movement in the interest rates, this will change the dynamic bit and more people can enter the main market.
We're joined on the live line this morning with Carol Griffith of Griffith Realty in Brighton, talking about the latest home sales report here in Michigan. So for those who are looking to buy, is this then a good time with the latest interest rate cut?
This is a good time to be looking for a house. There is less competition on the market. If you think about this time of the year, again, we sort of talked about seasonality a few minutes ago. This time of the year, people have so many things that they're doing. They put the looking for a home sort of on the back burner, whether they're entertaining family or getting ready for the holidays. But for a buyer, this is a very good time to be looking. Because the houses stay on the market typically just a little bit longer this time of the year, so it's not such a rush for the buyer. So I look at it as a very good time.
So what are we anticipating then for the new year, home sales in 2026?
I think 2026 will be a good year. It will still remain strong. I don't see any big curves coming at us. I hope the interest rates will come down a little bit. We're projected to do that. And that, as we just discussed, would allow for more time for the entry level buyers to move into the market. But big sways in the market is not good typically for real estate. So I just see that it's going to be increased activity. I do think we'll have increased listings. And I think that will give buyers just a little bit more time. They won't be as frantic as they have been in the last couple of markets that we've seen. So 2026 promises to be a good year. I think if there's some household growth in income, that will be good. I think, as we talked about, even the millennials will be able to gain a little more traction if the interest rates even come down a little bit more. And then, you know, all in all, the kind of the mortgage and the rate payments, once they can align a little bit better, we'll have more entry into the marketplace, buyers looking for homes.
Well, Carol, to close it off then, I got to ask, where are the hot areas right now for home sales?
Well, the hot areas right now, places like Livingston County is hot. Generally speaking, Michigan is very good, looking more global if we were out west or even parts of Florida. They don't have as much activity. They're seeing prices drop right now. So Michigan's a good place to be, a great place for an investment, whether you're looking at a secondary home, maybe something around the lake areas, northern Michigan, or just right back here in southeast Michigan. It's proved always to be a good, solid investment.
Joined live this morning with Carol Griffith of Griffith Realty in Brighton, talking about the latest home sales report from RealComp. I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.